Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding to keep the government open rallied enough votes with their own party to pass the bill late Thursday, which now faces a tough fight in the U.S. Senate. Some Democrats have said they don't support the spending plan because it does not provide for the 800,000 so-called Dreamers, immigrants illegally brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were children. President Trump says he does not like the way the federal budget has been handled in the past.
The budget should be handled a lot differently than it's been handled over the last long period of time, many years. But if for any reason it shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to our military.
Lawmakers had two options: either agree on the one-month temporary spending measure known on Capitol Hill as a continuing resolution, or shut down the government until funding can be agreed upon. U.S. Department of Homeland Security has removed Haiti, Belize, and Samoa from a list of countries whose citizens are eligible for temporary work visas to the United States. The announcement comes a week after President Trump reportedly used a vulgar word to describe Haiti, El Salvador, and the countries of Africa. The Somalia National Army killed at least seven al-Shabaab militants, they say, destroyed their bases during an operation in southern Somalia. Somalia Army General told VOA Somali forces took control of a town some 45 kilometers south of the coastal city of Kismayo. The general said, despite initial resistance, his forces managed to destroy several of the militants' bases and vehicles that they have been using to transport fighters. This is VOA News. United States has reiterated its resolve to help local forces eliminate the Islamic State and Afghanistan in Afghanistan, and strongly refuted accusations Washington has been behind the emergence of the terrorist group in the country. Islamic State operates in Afghanistan under the name the Khorasan Province. It launched its operations in early 2015 from eastern volatile regions of Afghanistan, mainly Nangarhar province bordering Pakistan. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley tells VOA she believes it was good that North Korea and South Korea are talking, but it does not excuse the North's behavior.
I think this is doing what North Korea has always done, which is when things get hot, start talking. But the problem is, we're not going to play the same game we've always played. We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen seen their ways and seen the way out.
Haley says North Korea not only has to tell the international community it's stopping its nuclear and missile programs, but demonstrate it as well. U.S. intelligence officials are praising lawmakers for finally reauthorizing a controversial surveillance program that has come under heavy criticism from private advocates who say it fails to protect the rights of ordinary citizens. Intelligence officials have long called the program vital, saying it has produced a critical stream of information that has helped the United States avert terror attacks and hunt down and kill people like Haji Imam, the number two Islamic State commander. The world's appreciation of the United States leadership has dropped to a new low since Donald Trump became the U.S. president. We get the story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
The Gallup World Poll found median admiration of U.S. leadership now stands at 30% in 134 countries and regions. The nation's leadership approval rating dropped 18% from 48% in the last year of Obama's term in office, and was 4 points lower than the previous low of 34% in the last year of George W. Bush's time in the White House. Of the 134 countries, approval ratings declined sharply in 65 of them, many of which are U.S. allies and partners. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
United Nations Weather Agency says the last 3 years on Earth have been the hottest in recorded history. Global warming has prompted warnings from many experts on the planet that it's moving closer to a set of red lines in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, which calls for limiting global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.